Joan Didion has a new book of essays on American politics, more precisely, how politics is presented to the public by political strategists and the press. The collection is called Political Fictions. Didion spoke with NPR's Renee Montagne.
Political Fictions came out precisely 1 week after the terrorist attacks of September 11th. That event suddenly made this collection of essays feel like very old news indeed. It dwells on the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal and goes all the way back to the 1988 campaign of George Bush I. But Joan Didion would argue that although much has changed, the political class has not. She includes in that group not just politicians, but pundits and the press, who, she notes, quickly went back to their old ways. She points out that by that first Sunday, the morning talk fest had already transformed the tragedy into a, quote, long-term plus for Bush. What's more, the political class had renamed the foundering Bush economy the Bin Laden economy.
Well, the press has become part of it. The press is not outside it. I mean, the part of it is the press needs access to it to cover it. In order to get that access, a whole lot of really quite tacit, understood but not explicit agreements have been made to pretty much tell the story the administration or the campaign or whatever the institution is at the moment wants told. I remember being in the White House in the 80s during the Reagan administration for a couple of weeks, and they had kind of were the first administration to kind of perfect communications. They had the line of the day. And this is now pretty common, pretty much what we read in the paper, unless we go to the analysis columns, reflects the line of the day.
In Political Fictions, Joan Didion writes that for the political class, politicians and the press that covers them, the voter is viewed not as a concerned citizen, but as a hypothetical, concerned not with the actual issues, but with their adroit presentation. The best evidence that the press is wrong, she says, can be found in the year-long Clinton-Lewinsky scandal, which she examined in an essay titled Clinton Agonistes. It begins this way.
No one who ever passed through an American public high school could have watched William Jefferson Clinton running for office in 1992 and failed to recognize the familiar predatory sexuality of the provincial adolescent.
Which just about was what it was about.
Well,
I mean, you had gray.
Didn't he seem like everybody you went to high school with?
To most of the public, apparently, yes. To the press.
They had turned on the people, in fact. That was a totally novel thing. When it became clear to them that the public was not exactly on the same track they were, they then turned on the public and excoriated it. And it went on day after day, this talking about the public as people who were only interested in the Dow or only interested in their pension funds.
A public, in short, that puts creature comforts ahead of morals. The public had loved the narrative the press put out during the 1992 campaign, Clinton as the comeback kid. But, says Didion, the public simply didn't buy into the press's new storyline.
That he had betrayed himself, betrayed the office, betrayed the country. You know, no one is saying the press has to be right all the time, but a certain openness of mind is kind of required, a certain willingness to look at the evidence, to look at what's out there in the country.
You have written about the movies and you have written for the movies.
Mm-hmm.
You've written screenplays, you know, all your working life.
Right.
So the narrative that went along with the impeachment might be called a movie that flopped.
Yes.
Do you think, though, in a way, Americans might be looking for the narrative? It's just that the politicians and the political class have to get it right.
I think there is a natural tendency to look for narrative, but yes, you have to get it right, and you have to know when to turn the story a little in a new way. We're seeing right now a very strong narrative, and it is America fighting back. Everything is working in this to make this narrative work at the moment. If the time comes when the country becomes dissatisfied with it for one reason or another, as they have done in other wartime situations, then the narrative will have to be adjusted. You have to know how to tell it.
Joan Didion. Her latest book of essays is called Political Fictions. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News, Washington.